Missed the show? Grab the Big Red Bench podcast at redfm.ie. Red FM.
It's a big week. It's a big week for the club and big week for the team. So we're all raring to go for Sunday, and we've prepared well, and you know we've worked hard for this occasion. So got to grab it with both hands, and you know hopefully get the job done.
You've had a difficult couple of weeks injury wise. How are you?
Yeah, it's been unfortunate. I've been, you know, picking up a few injuries. Like it's unlike me. They've kind of all come at the one time. You know, I've never really been that injury prone, but unfortunately they've come at the all at once. But I'm all right at the moment. Fit for Sunday, which is the main thing. So
you haven't been the only one. That's been a real challenge for you in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, we've just picked up injuries. We've just gone through a spell where, you know, everyone's picking up a little niggly injury. I think because it's been such a long season, there's been a lot of games, so I think that's probably it's probably why it probably happens to most teams. But you know, they've all just come at once for some reason. But luckily enough, everyone's back, fit, and ready for Sunday now.
What it means is hopefully you come back together with your best 11 and a real good assault.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the stronger the team, and you know, the more players we have fighting for places, it's better. And obviously, whoever doesn't play, we know. We've got the quality that can come off the bench and, you know, change a game. So we might need that come Sunday.
Would you be concerned though that like there's a lack of cohesion because of all the changes from game to game recently?
No, I think we've played enough games this season to know what everyone's about, and you know we've worked with each other in a lot of games this season. So lately, obviously, yeah, the team's been chopping and changing, obviously due to injury, but. No, I think come Sunday, whatever team's out there, everyone's familiar enough with each other, so we'll be okay to, you know, to play well and hopefully get the job done. Yeah.
Having come in this season, Gavin, after last year's Cork City, and you came into a squad that had been beaten by this side, mm-hmm. How did you find it? How was the attitude towards Dundalk?
I don't like. I think it's the way we've looked at it is obviously we've got to look after every game. No matter who we're playing, do you know what I mean? We have to try and get the better of every team in the league. And Dundalk, obviously, having pipped the lads to the league last year, there was that bit of a rivalry. But no, I don't think it really matters who we'd be playing in the final. You know, we'd be up for it and raring to go.
I don't know, though. I mean, like, even from a fan perspective, you'd be looking at it saying, bloody Dundalk again, you really want to get one over on them. And that has to translate, no matter what you try and tell me.
I suppose it does, yeah. Yeah, but like I said, it's probably still in a lot of boys. Obviously, I wasn't here, but yeah. it's in a lot of boys' heads from last season. They would love to get one back on Dundalk. So, you know, on Sunday, we'll be looking to do that, and, you know, hopefully we can get one over on them, yeah.
They're obviously the league champions, but what do you admire in their game, or what's the biggest threat you have to prepare for on Sunday?
I think they're such a strong, you know, they're very... very fit, very athletic. So I think that's something that you know can be seen with them every time we play them this season. You know, they play with great intensity and stuff. So we'll be expecting that on Sunday, but we just got to be able to match that. And hopefully, if we do, we can, you know, get the job done.
Experience in the squad, but am I right in saying this is your first cup final?
Well, I was involved with Drogheda 2 years ago. Now I didn't play. Obviously, I was in the squad, but I didn't play. So. Yeah, it's my first one where I'll probably, well, hopefully play some part and, you know, either be on the bench or start in 11. But, yeah, no, it'll be my first proper one, really, anyway.
And, you know, for you as a footballer, where does it stack in your career at this point?
Well, it's a great achievement, not just for myself, but for the team. Because, like I said, it's been a tough season. You know, we especially in the Cup, we had some tough draws, so... I think we've got to make the most of the day and not let us pass us by. So we just got to, you know, grab it with both hands. But for me personally, yes, it's got to be right up there, yeah, with my career. And hopefully, you know, we can make it even sweeter than if we get the win on Sunday.
What sort of a game do you expect? Because it was a really good game in Turner's Cross a couple of weeks ago, and both sides very close to what you'd expect to see Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think we'll be the first. We make the first 20-25 minutes. We were a bit off the boil, and that's obviously when they went 2 goals up. So, you know, come Sunday, we've got to be, you know, at it right from the start. And I think it proved then after we got a goal back, we started dominating the game. So that shows us, you know, we don't have to fear them, and we know we can cause them some problems. So come Sunday, I think we'll just be looking to start the game a lot better than we did here in Turner's Cross. So I think if we do that, then we'll be in a good shot, definitely.
Would you be nervous this week?
I wouldn't say nerves, just more kind of anxious kind of to for Sunday to come round, you know what I mean? It's kind of a long week, the build up to it and stuff. Like, as players, we just kind of, we wanted to come round as quick as possible, you know, get out there and hopefully do the business. Like.
And how will it play out? Will you travel up Saturday or Sunday? Or?
Yeah, we're travelling up Sunday, stay overnight Sunday night, and then obviously the game then Sunday, and we're staying up again on the Sunday, so hopefully we'll be celebrating Sunday night.
And hopefully a homecoming to Cork on Monday. It would just be, like, these are the days that define clubs, and for Cork City in their history and everything, it will be huge.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's, you know, I suppose that's what we kind of want most for, because the fans have obviously waited a long time since they had a bit of silver, a bit of success and something to shout about. So the thoughts of coming back here, like, Monday night, you know, with the cup is what's driving us all on. And, you know, not that we needed motivating anyway, but that's the extra motivation that we need, definitely, to be able to come back and, you know, bring the cup back to Cork.
They're a brilliant supporter, aren't they? Considering, as you said, like, it's been a number of years now since silverware, but they're there week in, week out.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think we've been averaging 2,500-3,000 at games, which is excellent. Like, especially for the league. Like I say, it's probably been too long. If I'm honest, like, a club like Cork should be picking up more silverware. Since the last time they did, so I think it's going to make it extra special, hopefully, if we can get that cup and bring it back to Cork on Monday.